When I say the word accommodation, what comes to your mind? Probably how we select hotels and lodging for vacations and attractions, right? You're making accommodations. But accommodation has another definition to it, and it's related to our eyesight. It is the automatic adjustment of the lens in our eye to focus on an object. It's what it tries to do naturally. It says, hey, this is what you're looking at. This is the light bouncing off of that. Let's try to focus that as much as we can. The problem with that sometimes is that even with your body's natural accommodation, it still needs help. Sometimes as we age, our natural ability weakens, and still, you need some assistance. I say that because I remember when I first started wearing glasses. I was around 9 years old. I was entering the fourth grade. But it was toward the end of third grade that I noticed my vision was not right. And I thought it was bad handwriting, you know, on the chalkboards or the dry erase boards. You know, that was at the age where we were learning cursive handwriting. And I'm thinking, yeah, y'all can't write straight because I can't see that. And as much as I would have my desk moved or try to move up, I would squint. And I'm thinking, something's not right. But it surely can't be me. I know how to read. I know how to write. But is it me? And come to find out, it was me. My vision was just bad, okay? My lenses in my eye were accommodating as best they could at my little third grade desk, but they needed some help. Hence, started wearing glasses. And I remember the good pairs, the bad pairs, the frames I like, the frames I dislike, the lenses that were all right, and then the ones that got a little thicker. I remember the ones that I was actually cool with making thinner, and it made my frames look better. All these things about glasses, right? And I even remember wearing contact lenses at one point, you know, just to get rid of the glasses for a minute, just to take a break for a minute. I say all of this because, believe it or not, it relates to high school and college students as they try to find their way through academics. Sometimes your focus is off. And it's not because you're not trying or you're not using your natural ability or your natural intelligence. It's just that sometimes that's just not enough. And it's okay for it to not be enough. I've been wearing glasses for a long time now. And I can recall some times where, you know, when you go to sleep at night and you take them off to sleep, if you wake up in the middle of the night, you know, to go to the kitchen or to go to the bathroom or whatever, and not put them on immediately. And I don't fall or stumble. I don't bump into things all the time, you know. You find your way to get what you need even without them. But I also know that that has a limitation, because I know if I need to read something, if I'm trying to drive, or if something small that's far away, I need my glasses. At the same time, because I'm nearsighted, I can see the things closer to me, and I can use that piece by piece, step by step, until I get to the thing that's far away from me that I couldn't see initially. My eyes focus based off of the amount of light in the room, just as anybody else's would. And if it's dark, your eyes adjust to the darkness, right? If it's bright light, your eyes adjust to that. They dilate and constrict, right? Sometimes when you're trying to get used to your learning environment, you try to say to yourself, oh, I've figuratively wore these glasses long enough, I can take them off and still be fine. But then your learning environment changes. And now you struggle to change with it because you're trying to use your own vision and your old vision to move in a new learning situation where all you have to do is put back on your glasses. Now, if you've ever seen a pair of glasses growing up and you put them to your face, you notice that everything in it is blurry and your vision was worse for putting them on than when you didn't put them on, because those glasses were not made for you. The prescription from the eye doctor, from the exams that that person has undergone, those glasses were specifically made for that person. I remember having friends of mine whose glasses were not as severe, if I could use that word, as my eyes were. And I would put on their glasses and think to myself, this is nothing. What do you need these for? And one of my friends would tell me, oh, it's just for sharpness. It's to make things more sharp on the edges. I can see without them, but, you know, they just make things more crisp. And I'm sitting here thinking, I need sharpness, crispness. I need central focus for peripheral focus. I need everything on my glasses. My eyes were worse. But I had to understand those prescription glasses were made for him and mine were made for me. My overall point of it is this. When you adapt to a new learning situation, it's going to take time. You may leave high school and go into college and tell yourself, oh, I'll be fine because, you know, I got it. I can figure it out. I know what I'm doing. And you're expressing yourself as an adult. That's fine. But sometimes that learning environment being new to you may require you to shift your focus. And sometimes it's hard to accommodate to that new learning environment. I've been wearing glasses for so long, I can find my way in the dark for a while. Some of you are walking around, figuratively that is, trying to find your way in the dark. But you have not been in that environment long enough to know your way in the dark. If you ever wonder why a blind person can navigate through their own home, it's because everything is placed in its spot. And yes, they may have bumped into a thing or two here and there, but they can get from point A to point B with or without visual aid because they know their environment. Have you accommodated to your environment enough so that you can maneuver as needed? Can you navigate as needed? Can you navigate enough until your eyes adjust? Are you a type of student that refuses to wear your glasses even though you're struggling to see your path? It just makes me think. If I didn't have these glasses and I tried to go out and drive, I could hurt myself, hurt somebody else. And everything that I worked for or achieved goes down the drain, all because I refuse to accommodate my vision to driving. You can easily lose sight of why you're in school. You can easily lose sight of the fact that it's a new place, it's a new environment, it's a new learning situation, and refuse to adjust. You can think that your natural ability to accommodate and adjust is going to be enough. And you'll be sadly mistaken when you've realized that it's not. Yeah. If you need to shift in your vision and refocus on what you're doing, whether you are a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, maybe it's time to get checked. Maybe it's time to see if your accommodation needs tweaking. As we age, lens weaken. Have yours? Think about that. It's all about accommodation. You ever notice that by senior year, everything looks a little bit easier than your freshman year? Maybe not as anxious over the same things. You can navigate better. It's because you have adapted to that environment long enough to where even if you forgot your quote-unquote glasses for that moment, you can manage. You know where to go. I remember forgetting my glasses one time. I tried to put on a sweater, and this was the first year I was wearing them, of course. I took the glasses off, tried to put on a sweater, and walked out the door. Go to school. And the whole time I'm walking to school, I'm sitting here thinking, everything looks blurry again. Why does this feel weird again? And then it dawned on me as soon as I got to class, I don't have my glasses. And the first thing somebody noticed, it was like, hey, you don't have your glasses. Are you going to be fine? I said, well, yeah, we're going on a field trip today. I don't know how much I can read, but I'll make my way. And even on the walk home, because I walked to school without them, I knew where I was going. There was enough light on my path. I made it home and my glasses were exactly where I left them that morning, on the bed. But I knew my environment, so I managed for that day. But I knew, hey, the squinting and the possible headache that I endured, yeah, I don't want to forget them too many times, if any. And that was my first and only time. When a lens pops out, oh, it makes your eyes, you know, go crazy a little bit. Or if your glasses break, if you lose a contact lens, anything can happen that throws you off. But because you know where you are, and more importantly, you know who you are, you can adjust. Take time to accommodate to the new learning environment of college. Your eyes and your vision will thank you later. Hope that tip helps. Flip the coin over. Hey, thank you again for tuning in and listening to Flip the Coin Over Education Edition. I hope that has helped you in some way. Feel free to share with others. Also, check out my new Instagram page for Flip the Coin Over at Flip the Coin Over. Also on Twitter at Flip the Coin Over. You can find out more about me, T.A. Acker, by visiting my website, www.taacker.com. Check me out on Facebook, T.A. Acker LLC, or on Instagram at T.A. Acker. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.